Key Code New Generation Series. Level 5. Page 33. Activity 4. Look, listen, and complete the web map. A woman is talking about interior design.
Interior design is not just another job. It is a kind of art. It's an alluring activity that makes element combinations a door to bring creativity into a reflection of the personality of the homeowner. People who have dedicated their lives to interior decoration have a sharp sense of style and can understand the symmetric and asymmetric value of balance. They can create new designs by considering both their own designs and clients' ideas. The result is always a lovely living space that brings tranquility to the occupants. There are some core elements to interior designing, and also that special touch brought about by combining ideas. Element 1. Space. A floor plan study is essential for getting space balanced. If you can use 3D programming for making the first sketch, that will help a lot in narrowing down elements up to the point you can get the final design. Visual elements are as important due to the fact that they will function as liking magnets. Element 2. Line. The matter here is if going horizontal or vertical can help the design add to the client's wished look. Designers may want to make use of their flair for adapting trends and getting playful and joyful visual effects, but if going playful is not a client's thing, pattern subduing can be applied too. Element 3. Forms. Experimenting with natural and set forms, along with colors and shades, can be requested, but keep in mind that geometric forms are highly popular today. Element 4. Light. Whether you are to work from scratch or on a makeover, trying to get a lit or dull space, light should always be the focal point. Never forget it is the factor that creates the mood in the room. Also, guessing on clients' light preference is not a good idea. Always prepare samples and get the client to comment. The last thing you want is getting a space in dimmer light. Element 5. Color. It is another factor that may have a strong effect on the aesthetics of a room. Color scheme checking must always be there. They are the elements that set the overall temperature in a room. Surfing the net for some information and tips about color psychology can absolutely make doubts fade away. Element 6. Textures. It is not just another visual element. It not only adds character to the designs, but also has an active role in reflecting people's personalities and interests. Besides, it can help to add an appealing touch that only specific textures can show. The more realistic, the better. At last but not least, element 7. Pattern. You can use them anywhere, from walls to furniture, curtains, bedding, and even lighting. Any kind of pattern would do the trick. Radial or straight lines, natural or geometrical shapes, actually, you name it. Well, out of the basics, there is one element no one can understand and apply but yourself, those small details that you keep as a treasure and would like to see every time you enter that just decorated room. We could tell those details may pass as an extension of who we are.